me.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
If your child learns best with a hands-on approach, Synergy Vocational Academy is for you, a faith-based magnet school that's now enrolling K through 12th grade. Synergy offers certifications, degrees, and apprenticeships in NCCER-accredited construction trades, multimedia, film production, gaming, culinary, and more. Synergy Vocational Academy is the school of tomorrow and accepts all state-funded scholarships. To learn more, call 801-5522 or check us out on the web at synergyk12.com.
When you know God and not about God, you will trust every word which is His will that He spoke. Can you say amen to that? Amen. So there is one vital aspect to any intimate relationship, married people, if you've got a steady engagement, you're engaged to someone, or you've got a boyfriend or girlfriend, there is an aspect to an intimate relationship, and that is quality time alone. Everyone say, quality time alone. Now, that doesn't wash well with a couple of people, maybe, because I'm so busy. I've got so much to do. I've got to do it on the go. You can do it on the go. Once you know God, you're able to tap into His presence so much easier. But until you get into His presence and you get to know Him, you get to recognize His voice, His words, and His decisions. You'll know, and you can then, while you're doing something, driving in your car, you can communicate with God. But I'm talking about when you get into the holiest of holies. You get into the presence where He says, take off your sandals, for you are standing on the holy ground. You drop to your face, you bow down, you're lying prostrate in front of this incredible, loving, caring God. You've got to do that apart from praying in the day and doing it on the go. Oy vey. And we all need some vital time alone for a successful relationship. How many of you agree with that? You married couples, do you agree with that? If you don't, we've got marriage counseling taking place straight after service in the kitchen. We'll whip you into shape. You have got to get alone and apart and separate from everyone else to declare your love for each other, for one another, to look into each other's eyes where there's nobody else in existence in the planet, just you and the one you're staring at. And when you feel like, wow, this person cares for me more than the world exists, and they feel the same about you, you've got a perfect, thank you, sir. You've got a great relationship. I'm going to just read one thing here. This is a great book. I'm going to recommend it. It's by a woman called Basilia Schlink. She was born like in the early 1900s. And she wrote this book, My All for Him, Fall in Love with Jesus All Over Again. And she talks about the first love. And she wrote down just something over here. Only in times of quiet, away from the hustle and bustle of daily life, with nothing and no one to distract us, can Jesus give us His love more fully and more intimately. If we long to know the presence of Jesus and to enter into bridal love for Jesus, let us be thankful for our quiet times, keeping them holy for Him. And this book is full of this kind of stuff. And I've been reading this and I've got others. And it's just amazing. Amen. So this is a great book to get. My All for Him, Basilia Schlink. You have to be South African to pronounce it properly, but you get the idea. Basilia Schlink. All righty. Now, if you're not making the effort to get alone and spend some quality time and communion in an interrelationship with our Lord, it's going to be very difficult to commune with Him throughout the day. You've got to do this away from the masses. Jesus, never forget, He drew away from the crowds. How many times went up to the Mount of Olives? He took the disciples, said, come away, let's go and pray. And what do you do when you pray? You're communicating, you're talking to God. Jesus would fellowship with the Father nonstop. He'd go through the night alone. Even when He took them up before He was taken away and sweating drops of blood, His disciples just fell asleep. Three times you went, couldn't you stay awake for 1 hour? That's the human flesh. You've got to learn to put it down and then keep it down. Now, this is for people who truly want to experience God's presence. Yes. Amen? This is how God loves it. Can you say amen? And so I encourage time set apart. I really do. I encourage you to set time aside, just you and God. Not the kids, not the spouse, not the job, not the phone, not the TV, nothing, nada, nix, noit, nicht. You get it? Nothing but you and God. And until you start doing that, you've never practiced the presence of God. And I'm telling you something that I do and that I've done and that I had to learn. And I kind of got away from it a bit, and it's like crazy. Because you go through life and then all of a sudden you don't have the time you need to dedicate. But then what happens is God starts prompting you. Yeah. He starts to woo you again and you feel, man, I really got it. I want to get back. And then you say, Lord, help me. Help me get my agenda. Help me get my priorities right. Yeah. You know, Smith Wigglesworth used to say, you know, I've got so much today that I have to do that I have to spend an extra hour with God in the morning. Did you hear what he said? This is a man who God used to raise 23 people from the dead. And just what he said. He said, I've got so much to do on occasions that I have to spend extra time over and above what he did spend with God in the morning. And do you know, Lester Sumrall, I had the privilege of actually being a worship leader in South Africa when he came to our church, Lester Sumrall. And he said he was trained up by Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth said, heard him preaching somewhere. Amen. And what happened was he asked him to come and be part of a next meeting, which he did. And they got to know each other. And he said, I'm going to train you. Amen. So what happened? Listen, God loves the dogs too. So just be happy. All right. So he's probably hungry. Give him a bone. Anyway. So here's what happened. He walked in there the first day from the United States of America to Smith Wigglesworth in England, and he had the Daily Mail, the newspaper, under his arm. He got to the door, he knocked on the door. Smith Wigglesworth opened and said, yes. He said, you told me to come. He said, not with that newspaper. You're not walking in this house. Only the Bible allowed in here. When you get rid of it, come back. Read about it. Read about it. And then he went and threw it away. He went in, and this man trained him. And he said, you know, that man only prayed 15 minutes. But every hour he prayed 15 minutes. He said, you would be talking and all of a sudden drop on your knees and they'd pray. This is a man. Catherine Kuhlman. People like that spend time in the presence of God and it shows. It absolutely shows. Amen. We spoke about Jacob when he was in the presence of God. His name was changed. His life was changed. He became the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. His name was changed from deceiver to Israel. Amen. And he walked differently. People saw he's been with God. He's been with God. You won't have to go out and say, I'm a prophet, I'm an evangelist, I'm a this and I'm a that. People say, wow, look at the fruit. Amen. And so I want to say this, you can write this down. Time spent in solitude with God is not time spent alone. I'll say it again. Time spent in solitude with God is not time spent alone. Some people don't see the worth of taking time, getting into your prayer place, wherever you pray, on your own, whatever it is, and praying just you and him. And prayer is communication. We think prayer is, Father, please bless Israel, bless America, help us do this, I'm praying for... That is a form of prayer, but you're communicating something to someone. You're talking to somebody. So prayer is communication. I think most Christians do understand it. Prayer is communion with God. Amen? Amen. So, here are three steps you can follow. You ready? Write these down. Number one, meet God through reading the Bible and meditation. Meet God through reading the Bible and meditation. The Bible is like no other book. It is the only book you can read, and the author is always present. Come on. Amen. And so the only time you're praying and the author's there is when you read the Bible. Why? Because the Holy Spirit said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So he's there with you. He's the author of the Bible. But Pastor, man wrote it. Yeah, but they were inspired of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 and other places. They were inspired of the Holy Spirit to write what they wrote. Amen? So one way to enter into his presence is to read what he said in his word. His word is his will, and his will is his word. It's just that simple. Look at what he said here in Joshua 1:8. What you should do is read the Bible and then meditate on it. All right? Don't just read it and you kind of speed reading now because you only get 10 chapters done. You don't gain much that way. Amen? You got to read one or two scriptures and then just pause and think and meditate, mull it over, chew it over, regurgitate it. Listen to what God is saying. Keep your ears tuned to what he's saying to you and think on those two scriptures, because you can read 10 paragraphs or 10 chapters and you can get more out of one scripture that you meditate on than 10 chapters that you read. So you've got to take that time. And I'm going to tell you another extremely good book to read, but first Joshua 1:8. There it is. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read it and meditate on it day and night. Read it and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. For then, not before, after. Everyone say after. After. That's better. You usually say after. It's better. After. After you've read it, right? After you've done what? After I've read it and I've meditated on it. Now look what happens after I've done that. He says, for then you, not him, you will make your way prosperous. Ooh, come on. And then you will be successful. So who's prosperity and victory and all that left up to? Moi. Come on. Because until you start getting to this word, you got rotten thinking. And God says, as a man thinks in his heart in Proverbs 23:7, as you think in your heart, that's what you're going to live. So if my mind has not been renewed to the word of God, I'm going to do what I always did growing up. How many of you want that for your life? Before I knew Christ, you don't want that in your life. Amen. Speak yourself to sickness. Speak yourself to brokenness. Speak yourself to divorce. We spoke ourselves into everything.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida, invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will